last week that the agency will cover the cost of fishery observers and at-sea monitors for groundfish vessels for this upcoming year. This is good news indeed, and thank you to all the agency folks for that. I want to remind the audience of the council policy for public comment of items not on the agenda. If you wish to address the council, there's a sign-up sheet that's been forwarded up to me. I have three names, but please, if someone else wants to speak, please ask to be recognized and limit your comments to 3 to 5 minutes. So for today's agenda, following the public comment period, we're going to get a report from the RAP with recommendations for the proactive AMs for the Gulf of Maine, haddock, and cod, and then we're going to proceed directly into habitat preferred alternatives. So before we begin, is there any other business for tomorrow's other business? Terry.
Yeah, I have something under window pane accountability measures for tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you. Anybody else? Seeing none, we're going to go directly into public comments. I've got Don Swanson. Don, not here anymore? Jackie?
Right there.
Oh, where? Yeah, come on up, Don. Hey, Ron, would you tap Don on the shoulder? Scratch that one? Okay. Jackie?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So very quickly, I wanted to call your attention. Oh, Jackie O'Dell, Northeast Seafood Coalition. I wanted to call your attention to a letter that I either emailed you yesterday or that I just distributed to all of you this morning. And specifically, since we received the announcement this fall from the agency that there was an overage for northern and southern window pane in 2012, and then there was an update on 2013 status of northern window pane, we've had many discussions with our membership, with other industry groups, and also have kind of done our own research in regards to the AMs as well as the status of southern window pane, and believe that we were very busy during Framework 48. There was a lot going on in Framework 48, but one of the measures that was approved, which was the AM for these non-allocated stocks, we see as being largely inadequate for a host of reasons, which we highlight in this letter to you. Southern window pane, for instance, we have a stock which is rebuilt. We have an overage which is basically covered by the increase in the ACL the following year, so it seems like it would be unnecessary to have that AM, but it's going to have tremendous economic impact at probably one of the worst times in the history of the groundfish fishery with this disaster that we have going on. Northern window pane, we have concerns about not only the economic impact, but we feel like the AM is not going to achieve what you would hope, which would be to stay within your ACL. So you're not creating that balance between biology remaining within your ACLs and the economic impact. So what we request in this letter is, we understand there's a lot going on right now in the fishing industry. We understand that there's a lot going on with management, but we feel that the measures that have been approved under Framework 48 are largely inadequate, and therefore we request that the council take action this week during the council meeting, either today or tomorrow under other business, and initiate a framework to a very narrow framework to focus on making modifications to the accountability measure for window pane within the groundfish sub-ACL for window pane. So we hope that the council will take action on that, and we greatly appreciate that because of the impacts that this is going to have on numerous fishing businesses that fish both in southern New England and Georges Bank. And again, I understand that there's a lot going on and with council priorities, but we feel that we really should be taking care of measures that have been approved recently that we are finding are inadequate and are going to have tremendous economic impacts on the industry and not achieve the intended purpose, which is to remain within the ACLs. So thank you for your time.
And, Jackie, we're going to bring that up on other business tomorrow. Jim Odlin.
Jim Odlin, Portland, Maine, owner of 5 groundfish vessels, ex-recovering council member, I guess. Back a few years ago, a couple years ago, when we had to make the drastic cuts on some of the ACLs on some of the stocks, we were promised that the council and the agency would go out of its way and leave no rock unturned to make sure that we could catch the under-harvested healthy stocks that we have in this region. And to date, I don't think we've been very successful in that. And it was stated that we would not do business as usual. We would work out of the norm to make sure that we could get access and figure out a way to catch these stocks. So we're leaving tens of millions of dollars of healthy stocks in the ocean every year to the point where it's dying of old age. We lost the 2003 year class of haddock, under-harvested to the point of probably $300 million. And we're just going, to me, we are doing business as usual. Nothing's changed. We're not, and we're keeping the old input controls into the fisheries. We have not changed. I mean, one of the promises to the industry was if we went to hard tax that we would loosen up on the input controls and let you become efficient. We failed to do that. So my question to the council and the agency is, are we going to continue to do business as usual, or are we going to do what people promised us that they were going to do, is start overturning some of these rocks so we can figure out how to catch tens and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of product that's being caught by other people. And it certainly would make this industry look a lot different. Since 2007, my estimate, back of the envelope, is that we've left a half a billion dollars worth of healthy stocks in the ocean that could have been harvested. Thank you.
Bill Wagner. Is there anybody else that would like to speak to the council? Jeff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm Jeff Smith with the Nature Conservancy in Maine, and I just wanted to take a couple minutes to let folks know about a workshop that the Nature Conservancy, NOAA Fisheries, and the Council will be hosting in May. I think many of you are aware that in January there was a national electronic monitoring workshop held out in Seattle, and as a follow-on to that national workshop, we will be working, again, with NOAA Fisheries and the Council to host a regional implementation workshop on electronic monitoring May 7th and 8th in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The general goals of the workshop are to try and build off some of the lessons learned from the national workshop, to build broader awareness of electronic monitoring and the role that it might be able to play in our at-sea monitoring program, to identify clear goals for electronic monitoring, not only for the groundfish fishery, but also for scallops and herring and other fisheries that may be appropriate, and also to develop some specific recommendations to bring back to this council and to the agency on implementation. To date, we've created a steering committee that's helping us design the agenda for that meeting. It includes members of the council, includes industry members, and includes agency members as well. So we're working on the design of that agenda. We're trying to do the best we can to coordinate closely with the council's electronic monitoring working group. And I just wanted to make sure that the council was aware of it, as well as folks in the audience. Between now and May, we really are looking for input from anybody who is interested on potential goals for electronic monitoring as a component of our fisheries management monitoring programs, and also ideas for specific recommendations. So I hope that this council will be involved in that process, help us to develop an agenda and a workshop that is useful to you, useful to the agency, and useful to participants in the fishery who are struggling to figure out how we're going to handle our monitoring costs and obligations in the fishery. So we welcome your input on the design of the workshop, and we hope to see you all in Portsmouth May 7th and 8th. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Rich.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rich Ruay, American Bluefin Tuna Association, also representing some groundfish charter boats that belong to ABTA as well. Terry, I just need some clarification because I'm not really familiar with this process of asking for public comment before we have a review of some of the measures that we're supposed to be commenting on, because I guess it's my own fault for not following the process more closely, but I was looking for a review of exactly what are the measures and the justification for the recreational measures that are being considered for inclusion as alternatives, hopefully not as preferred alternatives at this point, but as alternatives. Is this the only time to comment, for example, on the Stellwagen Bank, DHRA, and the reference area?
No, Rich, you're a little ahead of yourself. We're taking comments on items that are not on today's agenda. That is a very specific agenda item that I suspect most of the members of the audience are prepared to address and when we get to it in a couple hours.
Okay, thank you.
Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bill Wagner from Rye, New Hampshire. Been charter boat for 27 years. One thing I'd like to talk about, I've said this many times in the past to the council, our VTRs that we put in, our vessel trip reports that we put in every day, that's required by law, seems never to be getting into the data. That's as good as the commercial fishermen coming into the dock and grabbing their daily fish reports and counting all the fish that they have and get the actual number of fish that we catch. Data always seems to be a big issue this time of year. Tibby Towers had some issues with the data. We're not here to discuss that, but we have real data at real time. We should be using that. If it's in numbers and you want it in pounds, that report should be somehow changed so that we give it to you in pounds and it's usable data every day. We're breaking our backs to put those reports together, and we'd like to do that. Number two on the issue, unlimited haddock. I can remember 5 or 6 years ago when that first came about, I stood up as a charter boat captain, and my peers came down on me after I talked. I said, please do not give us unlimited haddock, unlimited anything. As sportsmen, we don't have unlimited anything. That's how we got here in the first place, and that's why we're here again today. Unlimited haddock was on the agenda last year. If you do anything, do not give us unlimited haddock. Don't give us unlimited cod. Don't give us unlimited anything. That's where we get here. That's how we get here. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Is there anybody else in the audience who'd like to address the council? Okay. Seeing none, the next agenda item is a report from the recreational advisors, Frank and Jamie.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.